1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
Michael Wallace, Super Bowl-like security will be on hand for tomorrow's memorial service for Charlie Kirk in Glendale, Arizona. CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
We know that Kirk's widow, Erica, will speak. President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance are confirmed. Turning Point USA, the organization Kirk founded, says more names will be announced leading up to the service. Now, State Farm Stadium can hold more than 60.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield. This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a bang. One more time. J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards, catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon.
T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Bell.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10 to 10, 10 to 10, 10 to 5. Touchdown, and the Badgers win it.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance, making life better by protecting your dreams. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Well, and welcome to Camp Randall Stadium, where it was storming and thunderstorming as we arrived earlier this morning. But right now, the sun has come out, and we'll see what the weather yields as the day goes on. I'm Mike Keller. When last week's game ended in Tuscaloosa with a 38-14 loss to Alabama, head coach Luke Fickell told me, quote, "The season starts now. Wanted to see where we were and test ourselves. We didn't fare as well as we could have. Wherever we are right now, it's not good enough. Are we better than that?" End quote. That's the question that begins to be asked and answered today in Big Ten play against Maryland. The Badgers are off next week, but also in the weeks to come with a road trip to Michigan and back-to-back home games with Iowa and Ohio State. Officially, just moments ago, Billy Edwards Jr. is listed as questionable. We welcome in the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay. Let's begin with what we've learned. You know, when we talk about games, a lot of times, when you open the season, you go, we're going to learn a lot in these first 3 weeks. Have we learned a lot yet?
I think we've learned that they have a long way to go to be the kind of team they want to be. It's interesting, Mike, because if things go well for the Badgers today, you could say, to use the tennis analogy, they've held serve in the month of September. You start 3-1. The first two wins were not overwhelmingly impressive. Last week was disappointing, largely because of the self-inflicted things that happened. Alabama's a more talented team, but I think Wisconsin made it easier for Alabama to get separation. So if they can try to get things back in order today, or if they can accomplish getting things back in order today, then you look at it big picture. Okay, you got to buy, you get ready for the gauntlet of the rest of the schedule, but 3-1 is what most people thought they would be.
Yeah, I'm going to get to must-win scenarios here in a minute. Usually not something we talk about in September, but we'll get there in a moment. We talked about Billy Edwards Jr. being listed now officially as questionable. When you visited with Luke Fickell a couple of nights ago, this is what he had to say about the quarterback.
It's a long season, and you can't just pick and choose and say, well, hey, this is a better one to play. Like, the truth of the matter is this process for us this year, we know we're going to have to continue to find ways to grind and grow and get better. And putting a guy like Billy out there when, you know, maybe he's not able to do everything he needs to do, not only can hurt him, I think it can hurt us in the long run. So there's a balance there. The good thing is Billy is as much of a pro as anybody I've been around in the college game. And I think he'll be able to tell us truthful at where he is and how he feels and what he thinks he can do as we get closer to game time.
Matt, we don't really know how different this team is with him because he only played into the third series of the opener, but certainly you want QB1 back. Might not be today.
Yeah, it might not, but the arm strength is better. You know, both guys, you know, Danny O'Neill has experience and Billy does as well. Billy's experience is in the Big Ten Conference, and, you know, he was brought here for a reason. It's an interesting dynamic, I guess, Mike, because this is a game that Wisconsin really needs to get.
Yeah.
But it has a bye next week, and then you go to Michigan, you have Iowa, so on and so forth. He's repped during the week. Both of them have. It's an interesting spot, and I think we're fickle. The thing that resonated with me is that they need Edwards to be completely honest with them.
Now, yeah.
How many players are?
It's right. Hard to do that.
I have one working leg, but no, I'm good. But, yes. But he's able to, move around a little bit. They'll see how he looks here, obviously, during warm-ups. But, to me, I just look at it with layman's eyes. Can he protect himself if he plays? If he gets chased from the pocket, can he get out of trouble? Can he protect himself? Those are all the things that Billy's got to answer for himself, and then the team has to also, do we trust him to be able to escape trouble and not make the injury worse?
You describe games for a living, have done it for a long time, a Hall of Famer in doing it. You also have today, I wonder about your opinion from a must-win, must-have. There's a lot of semantics at play here today. Many of us talked about this team needing to be 3-1 into October. How do you view today?
About as close to a must-win as you can have for a conference opener. And I look at this maybe more, wide angle, the optics of it, because you're trying to get – I mean, most importantly, you're trying to get the guys in your locker room to believe that they are on a path to being the kind of program that they want to be again. But from the fans' perspective, I mean, I can't have my head in the sand on this. There's a lot of skepticism. They're waiting to see those signs of progress. And that's, to me, what makes this so important, knowing what is ahead of them. So, I mean, if they lose today, they're 2-2, and they're going to hear it, and people are going to be upset, and they're going to play the next game in a couple weeks. But I just think from the big picture, this is one that you need to start showing fans that you can run the ball more effectively. And what happened last week, you flush it, and you're better than that. On the other hand, Mike, if you're Maryland – you won one game last year, but you got a lot of young talent, gifted quarterback, a freshman quarterback. You're thinking, okay, we're starting on the road. We're playing a program that's been spinning its wheels. So for Mike Loxley's team, I'm sure they're looking at this as a big chance to make an early statement for what the Terrapins want to be.
Matt, another thought or two on Wisconsin's defense. They were very good and have been all season long against the run. Last week, almost 380-plus yards in the air. How significant is that concern? Malik Washington for Maryland is thrown for 770 yards in the first three.
Yeah, and it's been a consistent, 250 plus in each of the first three. It's not like he threw for 500 against Towson.
Yeah.
They don't run it well. That's been one thing with Maryland, much like Alabama has not run it well, but Alabama had an answer. So I think if you're the Badgers, you want to get back to getting some pressure on the quarterback. This is Malik Washington's first start on the road, his first start against a Power 4 opponent, but he's 6'5", 230. He can run. He throws a really nice deep ball. He has talented receivers who have been prone to drops. That's been one red flag, I think, with Maryland in the first three games. But if you're the Badgers, you want to try to get Washington to throw it off schedule and then make things happen. Christian Allegro had the sack early in the game. Couple times early against Ty Simpson, they got some pressure on him, but for the most part, they didn't. And when you're Alabama with those skill players, you give the quarterback time, and we all saw what happened.
We talk about Wisconsin on the ground, haven't been very good yet so far. But most of that, at least from listening to you and Taos talk about it, has been some inconsistent play up front on the line, and injuries are still at play there. What can they do today in the weeks to come?
Yeah, one of the other things we were talking with Luke Fickell about on his radio show, it's like, you need these freshmen to grow up fast. You need Colin Cubberly. You need Emerson Mandel. And if Ryan Corey ends up playing a fair amount at center, another redshirt freshman, that's where you are. So you need, and even Riley Mullman moving from the right side to the left side at offensive tackle, you need these guys to get in sync quickly. I mean, Dylan Jones, the overwhelming majority of his yards have come after contact. And he's under the circumstances fared fairly well, but not the kind of numbers that Badger fans are used to seeing out of the running back position. So I think it is as fast as you possibly can under some extreme circumstances, get more continuity in the offensive line and the running backs to become accustomed and gain trust into the way a play is unfolding. It's a little bit of a two-way street, but when you're getting hit as soon as you get the ball, which has happened a lot, it's tough to put up any gaudy numbers.
Matt, I think we're going to draw a break here. It was stormy when we came in. Future radar looks pretty clean for the entirety of the game, knock on wood. Otherwise, you test your talk radio skills on a lightning delay. But from a game perspective, I'll kind of re-ask, what do you look for today? What will we want to be seeing as this unfolds?
Well, first, as we would say in baseball all the time, there's a window.
Yeah,
you got a window.
Exactly.
And hopefully it's a really big, wide window here for the next several hours. You want to see the Badgers try to establish a running game, and that is not going to be easy for the reasons we just talked about. But you'd love to see them start to establish the line of scrimmage, obviously on both sides of the ball, but especially the offensive line. Get a rhythm going there where you're throwing it more when you choose to, not because it's second and nine or third and seven, that type of thing. And defensively, like I said, I think, we'll see if the Badgers' run defense has been good. Maryland's rush offense has not been good. So if that remains the same, will the Badgers be able to get some pressure on the quarterback? Sack him if you can, but get him out of rhythm at minimum, and maybe he can throw a couple of bad balls that Wisconsin could pick off and be able to go to work from there.
Let me finish on a little bit of an unscripted, unscheduled question. I had a great experience yesterday, an uplifting experience. I got to see Howard Moore.
Yeah.
He was out at the Greater Bucky Open. Rashard Griffith and the Moore family came out, and he greeted a lot of those players that were there yesterday. I mean, it's the first time I've seen him in person. What an incredible spirit, the work that Rashard Griffith has done, but Howard as well, just to see him was an uplifting moment. I know you've had those opportunities.
Under the worst of circumstances, Mike, you see the power of the Wisconsin athletic family,
yeah.
And in this case, basketball specifically. Rashard will, you won't even have to ask him. He will tell you that he is back here because of Howard. Howard said, Rashard, you're going to come back here. You're going to get your degree. And Rashard did all that. And Rashard, bless him, he has been true to his relationship. His love for Howard has been there since the terrible accident. We're coming up on, it's over 6 years now. It was May of 2019. And you will not meet, there's a lot of great people you meet being associated with this university. You will not meet anyone better than Howard Moore. And to see Rashard, when he was here as a player, he didn't say much. He was kind of bigger than life.
Yes.
I mean, literally and figuratively. And to see him become the great man that he is in supporting his brother, I'm sure it was for everybody there at the Greater Bucky Open. It was emotional and had to be very, very uplifting.
Thanks for sharing that as well, Matt. It certainly was. All right, still to come, we'll have our Minute with Mac, check in on the Badgers in the NFL. We'll chat with Jesse Temple from Badger Connect and go down on the sidelines with Patrick Herb. But coming up next, we talk Terrapins football with Johnny Holiday, who this year is calling Maryland football in his 47th season. He's coming up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Jesse Temple here. With Badger Connect, I'm telling the stories no one else is. The inside moments, the behind-the-scenes access, the features that take you deeper into Wisconsin sports. And while you're reading, you could be winning every month. We're talking premium tickets, signed gear, even once-in-a-lifetime experiences with your favorite Badger teams. Support the sport you love, get content you can't find anywhere else, and win big. Join us today at BadgerConnect.com.
Every day across Wisconsin, outstanding educators change lives, lift students up, strengthen communities, and shape brighter futures. The Outstanding Educator Program, brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, honors those who go above and beyond. Know someone who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Hey, Badger fans, Fruit Club Lots and Mozza pizzas are your game day go-to. Loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and, of course, bombarded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings. Snag a za while taking in all the action at Camp Randall Stadium or enjoy a delicious Brew Pub pizza in the lovely confines of your own home. Plus, new this season to the Brew Pub lineup, the Brew Pub Patriot Pizza that gives back to local heroes through the Tunnel of Towers Foundation. Great pizza for a greater cause and available at your local grocery store.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Wisconsin Badgers football proudly brought to you on 97.5 FM WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR, streaming live at WFHR.com and on the Civic Media app.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to cure your sweet tooth, visit El Café. They've got an incredible pie selection daily with options like apple, pumpkin, and blueberry. They've even got cheesecakes like cherry, triple berry, and fudge. El Café pies are the perfect way to end a great meal or just a good excuse to stop in for a slice. See what all the fuss is about at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Now available for pre-order or with meals. Stop by El Café and grab yours today by calling 715-887-2233.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Is there volume on this? Here
we go. Welcome back into Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Mike Heller. Fast starts have been part of the recipe for Maryland football. They're off to a 3-0 start for the fourth time in the last 5 years. In their wins over Florida Atlantic, Northern Illinois, and Towson, they've outscored their opponents 103-33. Last year, their quarterback was Billy Edwards Jr. He's here now. Don't know if he'll play today. This year, it's a true freshman, Malik Washington, thrown for 773 yards, 6 touchdowns in his first 3 career games. We welcome in Johnny Holiday in his 47th season behind the mic. As Matt said, that's not even possible since you're in your early 50s. Tell me about Malik Washington, because this is different. He's a freshman, and he's getting a start. Billy Edwards was your quarterback a year ago. What have you seen in the first 3 games?
Well, first of all, it's nice to be with you, Mike. Thanks very much for the opportunity. Malik is a different kid. He's very confident. He's a true freshman, went to Archbishop Spalding High School outside of Baltimore. His high school coach was Kyle Schmidt, a former Maryland lineman. And I talked to his coach. I said, tell me something about this guy, because I've met him one time. Did one interview with him, was blown away by the way he handles the media and is very, very conscious of what his role is, how the accolades have just rolled in left and right, all this, all that. Very humble kid. It's all about the team, not about him. But his coach, Kyle Schmidt, said to me, Johnny, I've never coached a kid who has that much command of everybody else. What everybody else should be doing, it makes everybody else better, comfortable. Nothing rattles him. He's got a rocket of an arm. He has just tremendous command of the whole offense. And you'll be surprised how effective he is as a freshman. So the first time I interviewed him a couple of weeks ago, I said, is there that much difference between Archbishop Spalding? Now you're in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
He goes, not really, it's football. I said, that's a good political answer.
Not really,
it's football. But that's the way he is. We don't know exactly how good he can be.
Sure.
But he's done everything that Maryland expected and wanted since Billy departed to come here for the big bucks. And Malik, that's a whole other story.
Oh,
Mike.
Sure it is.
That's a whole. Don't even get me started on that.
we don't have enough time.
I know. I'm sure, Matt, you guys feel the same way, right?
Yeah, I mean, because it happens all over the landscape, and whether you're in a good program or a great program, the ins and outs, the departures, the arrivals, they're consistent. There's a lot of them. Let me ask you, you said now a couple of times, this is your 47th year doing it, so that means you started right about 1978?
79.
So what's your why? Like, what you still have joy doing this. I can see it and hear it in your expressions. What is that for you that has kept you doing this all these years?
I think for any young broadcaster that I talk to, and probably you do too, Mike, as I tell them, if you really like something, stick with it. This is not brain surgery, what I'm doing right now, what you're doing, what Matt's doing. This is an opportunity to express, paint a picture to listeners who are, you know, visualizing what's going on in a football game. I'll take radio play-by-play guys any day over television.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're the eyes and the ears of the school. You know the players. You know the coaches.
Yeah.
That's what I really, really enjoy. I enjoy the interacting with the players, with the kid that does an interview with me for the first time and ask me, what are you going to ask me? Like last night.
Right.
Okay, we had a kid.
Sure.
I said, well, I was a quarterback in high school that led our team to a perfect 0-10 record, and we scored one touchdown. So you probably know more about playing football than I would ever know. And to see these kids grow with interviews and then come back and pop in the booth, and there's a great story about a kid played for the Cleveland Browns. And he pops in our booth at halftime, gives me a big bear hug. I have no idea who it is because he hasn't got a jersey and a number on.
Right.
If he wore that, you know. So I'm looking, and I think of, just give me some little tidbit so I know who I'm talking to.
Right.
You know, I said, so how's it, what's going on? He said, I love playing with the Browns. Oh, so you're yeah, of course. Yeah. But I think I've been doing it a long time, lucky to be doing it with a great school. Surviving all different changes, but I think you can see the end of the tunnel because you can't do it forever.
Right.
And there's always somebody to come along who's going to pick up the pieces. May not be for the first year or second, but there's always somebody else that's going to be just as good or maybe better than you are.
Well, let me ask you this question then, as an offshoot. In 47 years, when you write your book, what's your first chapter? Like, what have you enjoyed the most, or how would you lead in telling your story of 47 years and longer behind the microphone?
I will get your home address and send you a copy of the book. The book is out.
Oh, it's out?
Yeah, it is. It's a shameless plug for my book.
I love it.
I appreciate that. It's called From Rock to Jock. I started off as a top 40 disc jockey.
Yeah.
And then I made the transition to sports. And so it came out in about 20 years ago, an autobiography.
Yeah.
And it's basically for kids who aren't sure of what they want to do.
Yeah.
And I tell them all these stories of what Johnny Holiday has been able to do by avoiding roadblock and roadblock and roadblock.
Yeah.
And doing things that I had no business doing, but I told them, oh, yeah, I've done that. Yeah. Somebody calls me and says, you've done gymnastics. Yeah, I've done gymnastics. Never.
Right.
The next thing I know, I'm in Orlando, Florida, doing the National Gymnastics Competition for television and having no idea. I'm at the Olympics in Los Angeles. My boss says to me, and I spent 28 years with ABC Radio Sports. He says to me, you've done boxing. I said, yeah. Never. The next thing you know, I'm ringside with Ken Norton, the former heavyweight champ.
Oh, yes.
We're calling the Olympic boxing matches on ABC Radio.
Well, of course you are.
I mean, so never say no to an assignment.
Right.
Be grateful for what you have. Don't be a pain in the rear end. Get along with people. Be nice to people. Yeah. Good things happen to good people. I think you would enjoy it. Lots of stories about me and the Beatles, me and the Monkees. I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, that is fantastic.
It's available on Amazon. They're all used copies.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you one. It may say, to Barbara with love, John. Just cross out Barbara right in Mike.
I love that. Let me finish on this game today. I think there's a lot of unknowns on both sidelines. There's
exactly
a lot
right.
that we don't know about Maryland. There's a lot we don't know about Wisconsin. What will we learn today?
I think for Maryland, it's, you know, they've never beaten Wisconsin, number one. We've had some tough times here, 3-0 here. I think it's going to be a tremendous measuring stick because non-conference games You're supposed to win, and they won them all, so that's fine. But now this is a whole different ballgame once you start conference play. And how tough this team is, the running back, the kid from Good Counsel, is tremendous. We're going to miss Billy Edwards if Billy can't play. Billy was one of the most classiest individuals that I think I've ever worked with and talked with.
Super.
Just a tremendous young guy. And I think we're going to find out. It's an offensive line that's brand new.
Yeah.
They have a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of young guys that don't know they're supposed to be this good. And Mike Locksley says that's a good thing. They don't know what they don't know. So I think a test like this, if Maryland can somehow, some way, win for the first time today, it would be a giant stepping stone for the rest of the year. Because you have a week off next week.
Yep.
And it's a tough schedule. As you know, the Big Ten is just murder.
No kidding. Well, what a pleasure it is to visit with you again, Johnny.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah,
Thanks for being in here.
You bet.
When we come back, our Minute with Mac presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions to keep you moving. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I love Minnesota.
This is Hero Gravel.
The Lansom Bluffs, incredible.
Minnesota is a cyclist dream.
Here's the good part.
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
That was a fun ride.
What a view.
There's hiking.
I love how pretty all the different colors and layers.
And then there's fall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise. Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
Few things can match a rockin' fifth quarter after a big Badger victory, but a pre-game tailgate bash at Camp Randall with a grill full of Usinger sausage is awfully close. Hi, this is Robin Yao. A parking lot filled with the delicious aroma of Usinger sausage cooking up on a crisp, cool fall day is a Wisconsin football tradition. Nearly 150 years of making Wisconsin's finest sausage guarantees you've got the best. The elf on the label means quality on your table.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long-term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanopi, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Hey, it's Mike Heller with you at Camp Randall Stadium. The Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins, the Big Ten opener for both here today. Among the storylines in this Big Ten opening tilt, Wisconsin has never lost to Maryland. Luke Fickell has never coached a game against the Terps. And, of course, Billy Edwards Jr. is a story. He threw for 2,881 yards, 14 touchdowns last season with Maryland. Now he's the Badgers quarterback. but only played three series in the opener before suffering an injury. We don't know if he'll go today. Time now to hear from Wisconsin Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Here's Matt LePay with our Minute with Mac.
Our Minute with Mac is presented by Evans Transportation. Customized solutions to keep you moving. Well, for fans who have been here for the first couple of home games at Camp Randall Stadium and those arriving today, yeah, there's a fair amount of construction in the Madison area to begin with. Construction right by Camp Randall of the ongoing work. J.P. Cullen doing the construction for the Kellner Family Athletics Center, which will do many things, including an indoor practice facility for the football program. But, I mean, there's no better way to name this than to call it the Kellner Family Athletics Center, as Ted and Mary Kellner for the Kellner family for forever have been donating to athletics, the university, to the state of Wisconsin. Just incredible levels of generosity.
Incredible levels of generosity and just incredible people, incredible family. You know, Ted and Mary for a long time now have been the catalyst to get more than one project off the ground. And this latest, the Kellner Family Athletics Center, it was such an ambitious project and raise to get it done. And really without Ted and Mary on this one, we wouldn't be where we're at. And, you know, in less than a year, we'll be in that building on the new indoor, and it's not going to benefit just football. It's going to have far-reaching tentacles into our program for decades and decades to come.
You know, I was talking with Luke Fickell about this, and obviously the Kellner family has been immensely important to this, and many others have contributed as well. As you guys approach, you get closer and closer to that fundraising.
Yeah, our new goal, it's because of the generosity of not just the Kellner family, but so many others that we were able to exceed our original target of $75 million and now getting closer to $100 million of philanthropic funds raised for that program. And I think that just speaks volumes about the type of support that we have, that we benefit from here, and the opportunity that that support creates for our student athletes. And I think when our donors get a chance to see the impact that they can make in our program and in the lives of young people, it's a pretty powerful thing, and it's something that I'm so grateful for.
More information on it, by the way, it's BadgersBuildingChampions.com. That's BadgersBuildingChampions.com. That's Chris McIntosh, and that's this week's Minute with Mac.
All right, thank you, Matt. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten, visit with Jesse Temple from Badger Connect. But next, it's our Badgers in the NFL, our update. Brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Big Ten football returns to Madison this fall. The Wisconsin Badgers battle Iowa, Ohio State, Washington, and others to defend Camp Randall this season. From the grind of every snap to the roar of jump around, Badgers leave it all on the field. Be a part of all the tradition Wisconsin football has to offer. Single game tickets are available now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Together, we're Wisconsin like that.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
On game day, there's nothing like tailgating, touchdowns, and Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
The Badgers defense was great in the first three games on the ground to open the season. Still great against the run a week ago against Alabama, allowing just 72 yards rushing, but 382 yards in the air. Back to the rush defense, Wisconsin has allowed just 139 yards on the ground in the first three games, fourth best in the nation, second best in the Big Ten. Time for our Badgers in the NFL update. It is brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, the Midwest's favorite dealership group. Here's Nick Brusewitz.
There were plenty of former Badgers in action in week two of the NFL season. Starting in Dallas, the Giants lost to the Cowboys 40-37 in overtime, but quarterback Russell Wilson turned back the clock by completing 30-41 passes for 450 yards and three touchdowns, including this 48-yard connection with wide receiver Malik Nabers with 25 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
From Dallas 48. Wilson protected, heaving one, wants Nabers, Malik Nabers, touchdown Giants, he dropped it in the bucket from 48.
That call courtesy of Fox as the touchdown briefly gave New York a 37-34 lead over Dallas, but the team would ultimately fall to 0-2 with the loss. Wilson and the Giants will look to secure their first win when they host the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football in Week 3. On the other sideline, tight end Jake Ferguson reeled in 9 catches for 78 yards and through 2 weeks. He's compiled 14 catches for 101 yards as the Cowboys enter week 3 1-1 ahead of a matchup with the Bears on Sunday. Over in Pittsburgh, the Steelers lost to the Seahawks 31-17, but Steelers linebacker Nick Herbig notched 3 total tackles and added a career milestone in the second quarter.
Fake it to Charbonnet. Hayward bringing heat. Tapped it into the air. Picked off by Pittsburgh. And it's Nick Herbig in his season debut with his first career interception. Pittsburgh ball inside the 25 of Seattle.
That call on Fox as Herbig used the help of teammate Cam Hayward to secure his first career interception. Also in that game, linebacker TJ Watt recorded 4 total tackles and defensive lineman Keanu Benton also got a stop. In the evening window of action, the Colts took down the Broncos 29-28 at home, and running back Jonathan Taylor churned out 165 yards on 25 carries, including this 69-yard rush in the fourth quarter.
Daniel Jones, they got by one. Taylor gets by another. Oh, he's off to the races. A foot races to 10. Here comes a fumble. There goes Taylor. Out of bounds at the 9.
Highlight courtesy of CBS as Taylor also added 2 catches for 50 yards in the victory. And the Colts are now 2-0 with Taylor having combined to produce a league-high 236 rushing yards through 2 weeks this year. And they'll look to keep it up in week 3 when the team hosts the Titans on Sunday at noon. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, very good. Thank you, Nick. We'll check around the Big Ten as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit FSC.com to learn more.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Hi, friends. It's Steven.
And Katrina from Family Natural Foods. We'll be having our 79th Customer Appreciation Day sale going on Friday, October 3rd, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, October 4th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., 910 West Grand Ave in Wisconsin Rapids.
We'll have samples and product experts answering your questions. Don't forget to sign up for some awesome door prizes and receive a free gift with purchase. Join us Friday, October 3rd, and Saturday, October 4th for our 79th Customer Appreciation Day sale.
Working with nature since 1946.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, I'm Mike Heller. It's not a full schedule of Big Ten play this weekend. A number of teams have bye weeks. Again, the national rankings, Big Ten top heavy. Ohio State and Penn State remain ranked as the top two teams in all of college football. Oregon is sixth, Illinois number nine, Indiana 19th, Michigan is 21st. USC enters the poll at number 25. A game played last night, Iowa and Rutgers were tied at 21 going to the fourth quarter. Iowa wins 38-28 in Piscataway. Games today, Oregon State is at number 6. Oregon, that's called the Civil War. Purdue at Notre Dame, 24th ranked in the country. Ninth ranked Illinois, big one here tonight at 6:30. Ninth ranked Illinois at 19th ranked Indiana. Washington and Washington State in a game they call the Apple Cup. And Michigan State at 25th ranked USC. That game kicks at 10 o'clock Central. After the break, we'll check in with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it might still feel like summer, but we all know how fast Wisconsin weather can turn. Count on the trusted dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling to do whatever it takes to make sure your furnace is up for the challenge. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit FSC.com to learn more.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now. Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
Hey Badger fans, Jesse Temple here. With Badger Connect, I'm telling the stories no one else is. The inside moments, the behind-the-scenes access, the features that take you deeper into Wisconsin sports. And while you're reading, you could be winning every month. We're talking premium tickets, signed gear, even once-in-a-lifetime experiences with your favorite Badger teams. Support the sport you love, get content you can't find anywhere else, and win big. Join us today at BadgerConnect.com.
We're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Once again, back with you at Camp Randall Stadium where the weather has cleared. It was stormy earlier, and I think we've got a pretty good window to play this game without interruption. We welcome in Patrick Herb from the sideline today. And right now, they're going through pregame work. And let's start with availability and talk about Billy Edwards Jr.
Yeah, that's probably the headline here, obviously. And the update is positive. Billy did a lot of work this week with the ones. And he's going to start this game, which I think might surprise some people. And it's maybe a more faster timeline than maybe originally feared when he got injured in that opener. We'll have to see. Coach Fickell has said that we'll have to see how comfortable he is. And it's no certainty that he'll play all the snaps. I think they have prepared Danny O'Neill a lot this week as well. There could be some special packages even that you see him be featured to take advantage of his mobility. But he said they've got a plan either way, and they're cautiously optimistic is the term that Fickell used.
The other question about availability is how this offensive line stacks up health-wise. What can you tell us?
That and the other big one is Preston Zachman is out, and I think that's a surprise to people. That has been kept under wraps all week. He's got a lower body injury that he suffered against Alabama, and so he didn't practice all week, and he won't play. That's a big loss, a veteran leader out of the secondary, and obviously had two picks in the opener. But yes, on the offensive line, Jake Renfro is out. We saw him gut through that game against Alabama. He is not going to be able to go today. Kerry Kodonko is also questionable, and I'm not sure we're going to see him, which means redshirt freshman Ryan Corey will probably start at center. That means the Badgers have three redshirt freshmen starting on the offensive line. Ryan Corey played three snaps against Middle Tennessee State and 10 snaps at Alabama. That's the extent of his on-field experience in games. So a lot to watch and keep track of, and unfortunately, if you include Tucker Ashcraft, Badgers are really down three starters this game today.
No kidding. And on a bright note, it is bright now, and I think you're going to get through the game without delay, which was one thing that we had wondered about when we woke up this morning.
Yeah, at 5:30 this morning, I didn't think I would need sunscreen, but that's looking like it's going to be the case. It's actually turning into a gorgeous day, and I hope we fill this place and people get rowdy for the stripe out.
Really good. Patrick, thank you. When we continue, we'll hear from Jesse Temple from Badger Connect. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
When you're on the move and looking for nonstop college sports action, get the Varsity Network app and take the game with you everywhere. Stream live play-by-play from schools across the country right from your phone, free. Catch hundreds of weekly podcasts, including shows from your favorite teams, all in one place. From football Saturdays to midweek hoops, it's your all-access pass to the college sports world. Whether it's game day or just your daily drive, the Varsity Network app has you covered. Download now and listen live for free on the Varsity Network app.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're going to switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
The mental work.
Together we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Mike Heller with you back at Camp Randall Stadium, Wisconsin and Maryland in the Big Ten opener. The Badgers coming off last week's loss at Alabama. We welcome in Jesse Temple from Badger Connect. Jesse, let's go backwards before we talk about today, and that is how you viewed last Saturday in Tuscaloosa. Some would call it a measuring stick game. Others would call it maybe an indictment on who they are right now. What was your view of last Saturday at Bryant-Denny?
I think it's a little bit of both. If you look at the final score, it's pretty much what people anticipated. It's just the way that it happened gives some people cause for pause, because all people want to see right now is progress to give you some optimism. And Wisconsin was down 28-0 before Vinny Anthony returned the kickoff for a touchdown. On the other hand, a lot of teams would go down to Bryant-Denny Stadium and lose. So I'd look at some of these other games coming up as more of a measuring stick for where this program wants to be, but certainly you'd like to put together a better showing than what the Badgers did last Saturday.
Before we move into today's Big Ten opener, what was the biggest concern from what we saw last week in Tuscaloosa? What would you pull as, oh boy, that could be a problem?
The offensive line and injuries and inexperience, it's really racking up here. We'll probably look back at this year and realize what a big deal it was that Kevin Haywood suffered that season-ending ACL injury in spring practice back in April, because Wisconsin was forced to go to the transfer portal during the spring window. Davis Heinsohn started one game, and then it didn't work out the way the Badgers wanted. So A.J. Blazek, the offensive line coach, reshuffled the whole line other than Joe Brunner at left guard. And you had three redshirt freshmen playing a week ago. Now, Ryan Corey only got 10 snaps, but those 10 snaps were the result of Jake Renfro getting hurt, Perry Kodako battling an injury, and you already had Colin Cubberley and Emerson Mandel. I think there is tremendous talent along the offensive line, but you can't replicate game experience. So those guys are sort of learning as they go, which is not easy when you're trying to win now.
Well, then let me spin the positive side of this. Through three games, including Alabama, what is the brightest spot? What should fans maybe see and be encouraged by?
Certainly the run defense has been better. This is a top five team in run defense, but as Luke Fickell illustrated earlier this week, he doesn't necessarily know whether you want to be a number one run defense if it means you're giving up a lot of passing yards. And against Alabama, that is ultimately what happened. I do think the defense has made some progress. Today against Maryland is a real good opportunity to show they can generate more pressure and fluster a freshman quarterback who has not played a Power 4 team. They need to be better on the outside. I think there are more questions offensively, but it doesn't help when you're dealing with as many injuries as the Badgers are.
Jesse, where do you stand on the must-win label that gets put on games? Because today might apply on a must-win considering what's coming up in the month of October.
I could say, Mike, that the only true must-win is the seventh game of a World Series or NBA Finals or something like that. Having said that, this is as close to a must-win game as you can have in Week 4 for all the reasons we probably know. If you beat this team, you go into your first bye week at 3-1 overall and 1-0 in the Big Ten, which is pretty much where people expected Wisconsin to be, and you can have some confidence going into that October gauntlet. On the other hand, if you lose and you're 2-2 overall and 0-1 in the Big Ten, it speaks to concern that fans might have. If you lose at home to Maryland, what does that mean when you got to play five ranked teams over the next 7 weeks and the schedule is as tough as it is? So I really do think it is, I won't say must win because if they lose, they still get more games, but it is as close to a must win as you can have in this situation.
Kind of hard to tell on Maryland how good they are considering the competition that they have played through 3 weeks, but Malik Washington, their freshman quarterback, has been the full, you know, he's been really good. First three games, 770 yards, six touchdowns. What is Wisconsin's biggest key against the Terps today?
Yeah, well, defensively, it's containing him, making him uncomfortable. And Austin Brown talked about this earlier in the week. They love to take some deep shots, try to get their athletes out on the edges. So he said, we want to force them into making some checkdowns. But you're right, we don't really know what we're going to see from him and from this offense and the team in general. They have not played anybody of consequence. It's Florida Atlantic, Northern Illinois, and Towson. So if they can get some pressure, get off the field, and the offense can start to get rolling or try to establish a run game, Wisconsin will be in a good position today.
Well, let me finish with this, Jesse. When we're talking about this matchup today, I sort of just asked you this question. But is Wisconsin's offense and that concern up front on the offensive line, are they good enough, and can the defense hold up in the secondary so when today finishes, Wisconsin is where we expected them to be at 3-1 and 1-0 in the Big Ten?
That's the way I view it. I don't necessarily know whether today is going to be particularly pretty, especially considering the things they have to figure out on the offensive line, but I do believe this defense has made some improvements. Maybe it won't be a blowout type game, but ultimately all that matters is if you win, and I think Wisconsin will be able to get it done today and feel good about themselves as they get ready for that October gauntlet.
That is Jesse Temple of Badger Connect. You can read all about it at the website badgerconnect.com. We are ticking closer to kick time just after 11 a.m. The voices of Badger football, Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher, will take over next. I'm Mike Heller. Welcome to the Big Ten. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.